Welcome to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall, a discussion of blockchain technology, cryptocurrency, and why it matters to you.
Hey folks, welcome into Beyond the Blockchain. I'm your host, Scott Tindall, here with Philip on the board. Philip, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm excited to be here with you like we are every Tuesday night. It's always more fun when we get to do it live in studio.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I'm good. You know, I just got done coaching a little 12 and under softball, you know. So
awesome.
I've got my little red dirt covering me up a little bit, but that's all right. That's a lot of fun. I've had a lot of fun doing that. So I found that it's easier to coach girls than it is boys.
Yeah.
Especially 12 and under.
The girls
listen better. They pay more attention.
Yeah.
They actually care, you know. So it's been fun. But, you know, that's all good.
So you put on the girls' softball
team. Yeah, man. So girls' softball, Dad. Here I am. I got three little girls, 13, 10, and 7. So I'm kind
of
stuck in girl world. But it's all right. I like it. You know, I used to tell people, I used to pray to be surrounded by beautiful women. This is not what I had in mind. So, you know, you gotta be careful what you pray for.
That's right.
We got a good show tonight. We're going to talk some crypto here in the beginning. And then we're going to talk to a dear friend of mine named Kim Garrett. Kim is the CEO of Victory Health Partners, which is a regional nonprofit that helps people in the middle of the healthcare gap. They don't qualify for government subsidies, but they may not be on private health insurance. And they do a really amazing job of turning a little bit of money into a whole lot of healthcare. So we'll talk to her some. We'll talk about the fundraiser they have coming up with, they got the one Tim Tebow coming to town.
Awesome.
He's a dude, man. What a great guy. And then if we get lucky, maybe Kim will stick around for Beyond the Blockchain. And we'll see what's going on there. On to some crypto news. You know, things are just kind of muddling along here. Nothing really great. We're still moving toward the Bitcoin halving on
420.
420, that's right. I don't know why you are able to remember that day, Philip. That just sticks out in your mind.
And it
you
does,
just,
doesn't it?
You just keep remembering. What date is the Bitcoin halving?
Saturday 420.
Yeah, well, you know, who knew? Well, you know, who knew that you were such a fan of the Bitcoin halving? Yeah, the crypto market has been real slow lately. We've seen a pullback across the board. There's no real indication as to what has caused the pullback. It doesn't appear to be consumer confidence. It doesn't appear to be adoption of the crypto programs. And maybe it's just a regular correction of what we're seeing. But we have seen a pullback quite a bit in some of the crypto projects. And by quite a bit, in crypto world, that's a little different than what you would see in traditional stocks, right? So, you know, it's not unusual in a crypto project to see a 20% gain in a day or a 20% loss in a day. For people who are used to traditional stocks, that would be a monumental disaster.
Yes.
Except that because crypto is so volatile, it does move up and down, and it can regain its position in, you know, a day or two. If your traditional stock were to drop 20%, you'd be thinking, oh, my word, am I going to look at 4 years of, you know, work to try and regain my position? And that's not what we see in the crypto market. Because it is all based on blockchain technology. It is based on these startups. You're evaluating each startup every day. It goes back to, I think we've talked about this on the show before. Somebody taught me, he said, if you're not willing to buy or sell the crypto that day, you should do 100 push-ups every time you look at it. And that's a good way of trying to just temper your enthusiasm or your disappointment. Don't get too excited when it goes up. Don't get too down when it, you know, goes down. And if you believe in the project, you ride it out and you believe in the project. And that's what we've talked consistently about with these deep end projects, decentralized physical infrastructure networks, you know, like Helium Mobile and HiveMapper and Demo and some of these guys and Baxis and all the folks we've had on the show. If you believe in the product And if you believe in the vision, then you're not really worried about the day-to-day price points. Now, the flip side of that is if you're gambling and you're throwing money into something and you're hoping for a quick buck and it doesn't work out, that's different. You're better off going to the casinos and playing cards. I don't think many people win gambling on cryptocurrencies. Maybe some people do, but it's a long shot and not something we would ever recommend. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, we are going to talk Victory Health Partners and how they are changing the world.
Welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall.
Hey, folks. Welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain. I'm your host, Scott Tindall, here with Philip. And, you know, we were talking about some cryptocurrency news, but this second segment, we're going to have a good time. We're going to talk to a dear, dear friend, Kim Garrett, and she's going to tell us a lot about Victory Health Partners, the work they do in our community, why that matters, the tremendous impact they have on our community for just a fraction of the money you think it would take. Their ability to multiply their impact based on per dollar giving is extraordinary, and I can't wait for you to learn more about it. Kim, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, Scott.
How are you? I'm doing fantastic.
Good.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
Well, of course. Thank you for the opportunity.
You're very welcome. I know it's late with the littles, so, you know, we don't take that for granted.
Oh, that's okay. This is kind of like the night off, so.
Part of what you do. Kim, a lot of our listeners are already going to be vaguely familiar with Victory Health Partners, but for those who aren't, or for those who are listening to the podcast who are out of market, can you tell us a little bit about the work that Victory does?
Absolutely. So Victory was founded over 20 years ago from our founder, Dr. Robert Lightfoot, and his wife, Tammy. He was in general surgery for 10 years and successful. Just, you know, surgeons love being in the operating room. And just through a series of mission trips, just feeling the tugging of their hearts, you know, to step out into something that was truly purposeful and something that they felt like that was a calling for them, they left that. They had small children at the time and decided to take a leap of faith for a model of healthcare that so many people said, you know, it's a nice idea, kind of that Southern bless your heart, but hey, it will never work, because the model was a nonprofit medical practice that does not take Medicaid, Medicare insurance, federal dollars, truly supported by the community through individual donations and volunteers, that just took care of a group that's falling within the gaps of healthcare. And that's adults who have some sort of income within the household, but do not have health insurance. So just that gap of people who are working, who are doing the best, who a lot of times are in this juggling act of putting food on the table and paying for their utilities. And, oh, I'm diabetic, I have to get my insulin. Well, sometimes that equation doesn't work out and something has to drop. And what we see is so many preventable hospital stays. Like last year in Robert Wood Johnson County Health Rankings report for Mobile County, there was over 3,000 preventable hospital stays for adults that could have been treated in an outpatient clinic like Victory. So The economic impact, but then also the human impact that it takes. The uninsured adult has a 40% greater chance of death from something that could be treated in a doctor's office. So just from not having that Blue Cross Blue Shield card, you are at a higher risk for worse outcomes and just, you know, the longevity of your life being impacted. So Victory got started. Opened their 12 patients on the first day. Then we served to impact over 40,000 patient lives. And what we thought was going to be a Mobile Baldwin County healthcare solution has really become the largest charitable clinic in the state of Alabama, serving over 34 counties, in Mississippi and 11 in Florida. So people will commute that way to come and see us, because they know when they walk in, they will be seen as a person They will be treated like dignity. It will be affordable. And that if they walk in and it's, whether it's a, I have a toothache, to I need to see a counselor, to I need to see a surgeon, that Victory and our team of partners will do everything that we can to ensure that that happens.
That's just a wonderful overview. And you did a great job summing it up pretty fast. But can you talk a little bit about the services that Victory does provide? Or it may, you know, you provide so much, it may be easier to say what you don't provide. I'm not sure the best way to phrase that. But I do know Victory's ability to impact healthcare is quite wide.
That's right.
Tell me a little, or tell our listeners a little bit more about that, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. And that's something that none of us can take any credit for. You know, there are certainly areas that we have needs for more coverage. Like if we could always have more access to counselors, to GIs, to rheumatology are some of our biggest needs. But within the clinic, each and every day, we have internal medicine. So we have usually about 4 to 5 providers, ranging from MDs to nurse practitioners. We have specialty clinics at the clinic, ranging from pulmonary, so doing respiratory therapy, asthma, COPD testing. We can give out CPAP machines, BiPAP machines for our patients' smoking cessation. We have dental, where we do cleanings, extractions, x-rays, and fillings just for a flat $35. And when I tell you that there's a need for dentistry, it is significant. And it's not so much, you know, just cleanings, but it's, I need teeth pulled. I have an abscess. And so definitely a huge need for dentistry. We have surgeons that come and do small little lumps and bumps and biopsies at the clinic. We have, every day, we have mental health recognize that we are taking care of the whole person. And we also know that there's so much still stigma with mental health, but taking care of our patients holistically includes their mental health. So we provide free counseling to our patients, free psychiatry. So we're able to, if we need to prescribe medication, but then also with mental health, we know it's just not one-sided. You know, you have your counselor, and right down the hallway, you have your doctor. So it's a very unique model to where this really, this team approach. We also have at the clinic a neurology clinic. We have physical therapy at the clinic. We have a food pantry. We know that, you know, nutrition is a big part of our patients' healing and wellness. But then also food insecurities. There's a lot of folks that to be able to get nutritious and healthy food, it's difficult. So we partner with Feeding the Gulf Coast to provide our food for our food pantry. But then we also have a nutritionist who's doing diabetes education, and we're partnering with University of South Alabama to do through their integrative health and their medicine to do more cooking classes, demonstrations, so that we can have patients have that hands-on experience on how to take nutritious, healthy food and produce a meal that is affordable and that's quick. I know I need to get a healthy meal in, you know, my family's mouth within, you know, 20 minutes. So it's like, how does a working family do that? So we have that right there. And then something that's, and we also have diagnostics at the clinic. So we can do free x-rays. We can do free EKGs. We have a lab on site, so we can do all of our blood draws. And we have our medication dispensary. So we order all of our patients' medicine for either free or greatly reduced cost. We partner with all the pharmaceutical companies that are required by federal law to provide medication to patients at no cost. You know, it's a lot of paperwork. They're not just giving it away easy. It's original signatures by doctors. You have to enroll, re-enroll. But with those programs, we can get medications for free. What that translates to is really life-saving for patients. I'll give you an example. People dealing with hepatitis C, the clinic will diagnose them, we'll do lab work, and we can get them started on a medication called Epclusa. And that medication started off being about $100,000 per patient. It's now reduced down, but it's still extremely expensive. But it's a 12-week treatment, and I can tell you that the 128 patients who have gone through that treatment have all been cured from their Hep C. And the medicine that would have cost them $100,000 was zero. So just so for a few costs of some lab work, they receive that treatment for no cost. And so that's all we do within the clinic. Now, we have a network of over 150, 175 specialty partners who will see our patients in their own offices. And that's really the next step of healthcare for our patients. If you don't have access to primary care, you certainly don't have access to specialty care. So that's ranging from orthopedics to dermatology, podiatry, MRI, CT scan, surgery, diagnostic exams, just really any type of care that's needed. And to talk to your point about what the gaps are, you know, if we could have more access to rheumatology or ophthalmology or GI, those are kind of our three areas. And psychiatry. We have one psychiatrist that we work with, but the need for, again, mental health is so significant. So if there's any listeners out there who feel called to help fill in the gaps there, but it truly, it's an amazing thing to see our patients get healing. And what's so special is they'll come back, and before they, you know, talk about what their healthcare experience was, we'll ask them, you know, how was the cardiologist? And they'll say, you know what was great? I went up and I was treated like everybody else. I paid my copay. I sat down. I saw the doctor. And that was it. Because, you know, whenever you're going into something and you feel like you're lacking something, like I don't have insurance or I don't have this, you know, that can impact your dignity and your self-worth, and you're treated differently. However, our patients, that's a part of our model, is treating our patients with dignity, because it's not a handout, it's a hand up. Some patients are with us for a short amount of time. Some patients are with us, you know, for a long time, because they might be a small business owner that a health insurance plan just isn't in the cards. Or they could be a parent who just went through a divorce and lost their insurance. There's so many reasons why someone would be without health insurance, but the solution is that Victory is here to care for them no matter what they're walking in through our doors with.
That was a beautiful explanation of what you do. And
a little long-winded.
No, not long-winded at all. You do so much there. The clinic is so invaluable to the community. I do echo your sentiment of, if there are any medical providers that fall into any of those categories that are interested in learning more about Victory, we're going to share your contact information here in a little bit, and it'll be on the website and the podcast as well, so people can get in touch with you. But one of the things that impresses me the most about Victory is we talk a lot in the healthcare space about the cost of healthcare in America grossly exceeding the cost of healthcare in other developed nations. But at Victory, it's the total opposite. Can you talk a little bit about how y'all are able to multiply the funds you get to a level that's, what I think, unprecedented across any other, not that I'm an expert on clinics, but any other kind of healthcare model I've seen?
That's right. So we're a terrible business plan. If you're looking at it in just like the world economy, to live off of a quarter of what you bring in, it doesn't make sense. So, I mean, our patients do pay a small copay. It's based on family size and family income. Most patients just pay $35. Is there appointment, medication, counseling, food, diagnostics? So there's a lot that's packed into that. We also do a tremendous amount of no-charge visits. Because we recognize that someone comes in to see us and then they need to come back 2 weeks later for a lab follow-up appointment, you know, that could be difficult. So always a case-by-case basis. And all new patient appointments are free, because we also recognize that sometimes it's hard to come to the doctor and to, you know, to kind of get that started back if it's been a long time before you've seen a provider. So we wanted to remove any barriers that we could. We knew that we couldn't fill up, you know, someone's car or arrange childcare, but we could waive our copay, which is a $20,000 to the P&L. So again, not a great business move. However, we're not in the business just to make money, but we're in it to take care of people. And we've seen patients They're able to keep their new patient appointments, and they're able to, they're appreciative of that gesture. So for us, that's a win. We're able to get those patients in order to be seen. But it's the incredible amount of going back to our partners. It's Infirmary Health Systems in Mobile, who has leased us our building for $1 a year, which is amazing, an 11,000 square foot medical practice. They just dropped a new AC unit. If there's an issue with the roof or any maintenance, they come on out. I mean, you talk about the economic impact and the burden that gets taken off of our balance sheet so that we can put more money to patient care. It's all the volunteers from all the specialties I just listed to the medical students, to the people coming in to volunteer. We have a very conservative staff. We could probably triple and still have plenty of work to do, but it's the volunteers who come in who save us from having to add all those payroll positions. And then it's just the practice of healthcare. You know, we do what we need to do, but we're not doing things that are unnecessary. So, but it's truly the partners that we have in place from the hospitals to our volunteers to just our community who were able to stretch a dollar 70 times. So you think about, you know, you donate $1 and that's translating into $70 worth of care for our patient. That could be two copays. That could be our lease for a year. So
yeah, that's pretty amazing. Kim, thank you for joining us. When we come back from the break, let's talk about this fundraiser you have coming up called Hope for Healing. And the special guest you have that's going to be giving the keynote.
That's right.
Right, when we come back on Beyond the Blockchain.
Welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall.
Hey, folks, welcome back into the show. It's Beyond the Blockchain. I'm your host, Scott Tindall, here with Philip on the board. Philip, we have a great guest with us tonight.
Who indeed.
She has done a remarkable job of educating us about Victory Health Partners and the work that they do. And now we're going to bring her back for the bottom half of the show. Kim Garrett, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Kim, you always amaze me by your ability to take very complex conversations and simplify them very easily. So kudos to you for that.
Oh, well, thank you. Sometimes I need that with my children.
Yeah, I need that with my children as well. Philip, Kim is also one of the kindest people you will ever meet.
Yeah.
So surround yourself with people like that.
That's right.
We might need to run that by my children.
I didn't say they would vote for it. My children probably wouldn't vote for that for me either, but, you know. All right, Kim, on the top half of the show, we talked about the work that Victory's doing. But you've got a big event coming up in just 2 weeks called Hope for Healing. Tell us a little bit about Hope for Healing and what's going on with this event and how people can get involved.
That's right. This is our biggest event that we host for us. Again, we don't rely on federal dollars or other of those huge grants to come in. It's really a community solution for community problems. So this funds and equips us to provide that health care for all of our patients, our adults in our community who do not have health insurance, to ensure that they get access to the health care that they need. So Hope for Healing is our biggest night. It, like you said, it's Tuesday, April 30th. So in 2 weeks, the event will be wrapped up and have a bow on it. But we are so excited. It will be at the Convention Center downtown. It is a night where we celebrate the impact of Victory with our partners, with patients sharing how their lives have been saved and changed because of Victory. And we have a pretty significant speaker coming this year. In the past, we've had incredible speakers like Drew Brees. Last year, we had John Smoltz with the Braves. And, you know, we never get names just to get a name. And really, just to do an event. There's so much purpose and meaning and thoughts and prayers that go with it. Because, you know, we've all been to a million chicken dinners. And there will be chicken dinner at this.
not to say this won't be a chicken dinner, but it's a purpose-driven chicken dinner.
But we are so thrilled to have Tim Tebow coming in to be our speaker. And gosh, not only is he just, he fits Victory's mission and who we are as an organization as far as our mission, our values. We are bold in what we believe and how we care, and, you know, just how he focuses on, you know, not being the MVP, but serving the MVPs, which are the most vulnerable people. And that's who we see so often throughout the clinic. So many people that you typically wouldn't think about being vulnerable, but they truly are. And you hear some of their testimonies and their stories, and it's just, it's so heartbreaking. And but then also, what a privilege we have to come alongside and care for them. So he's coming in. He is going to give a keynote that night. He's going to be a part of our sponsor reception. He's going to be sitting in the room that night. Typically, you know, speakers will sit in a green room, they'll sit away, but he's sitting in the room. It's going to be a huge part of the event. And we're so excited. We have just maybe 200 more seats to sell, which still sounds like a lot. But when you think about selling, so far we have about 1,800
That's partners amazing.
In the community, donors and people who are coming. It's just remarkable. We have people flying in for the event. And what's so special is all of our sponsors have come in, from our in-kind who are donating flowers and linens and videos and photography to the actual sponsors who are donating financial support. The evening has been and will be that night completely paid for.
That's
so
amazing.
That every dollar that's going in and comes in that night is going straight to the healing and the provision of hope for our community.
That's wonderful. And the in-kind donations make a lot of impact. I mean, I think people sometimes they take that for granted, but every dollar you don't have to spend is another dollar you don't have to raise. So
that's right.
That does make a big difference.
Scale, yeah, absolutely. And that is, you know, you can always write a check, you know, and that's important. It's important. However, when you see a small business who donates 200 arrangements for a table, or you see a small business owner, a videographer who Michael O'Sullivan with Motivation Media.
Yeah, Michael's a great guy.
All of your videos. Yep. He's so great. And when you get an email at 4 a.m. with the proofs of the videos that he does, and you know that he's been working and he's just poured so much into it. I mean, the value of the videography is over $25,000.
Michael is a great guy. That doesn't surprise me at all that he's involved.
It's incredible. And that's not only just time away from other business they could be doing, but it's time that they won't get back and their resources. So incredible in-kind donors, where a lot of people can see the scale of the event and think, like, well, how can they put on such a big event? But it's because of them. And a lot of time those business owners are partnering with us and who have partnered with us for years with this event because either they are patients themselves, or they have employees who are patients themselves. And that's just their way to give back to Victory. So it's just it's a humbling thing to have worked alongside so many of those vendors for so many years.
Yeah, that's really great to hear. And I think we've kind of danced around a little bit, but not on purpose. But Victory is a faith-based organization. Can you talk a little bit about how the faith-based aspect of this plays into Victory's willingness to provide health care for those in need?
Absolutely. And so many times our faith is seen through the way that we care, through our dedication, our commitment to our patients. And we know, again, going back to taking care of our patients holistically, we know that, you know, it's their physical body, it's their emotional, mental, but then also their spiritual. Sometimes what's going on with people physically, it is because of something that's going on with them spiritually, or mentally, or all together at the same time. And so to be able to care for patients holistically, that's the only model that we feel is what we need to do. And really, it was on that foreign mission where Dr. Lightfoot truly felt God call him to step away from a comfortable and to start serving in this way and living out what God had called on his life and his wife's life and everyone who serves there at the clinic. It's truly, it's a mission, it's a calling. You know, the days are hard. There's many days that are long, but we've seen God's faithfulness throughout the years, because like so many people said in the beginning, it probably, you know, if you look at the economics and everything, it probably couldn't have worked, you know, but you see what God has done over the years. And I tell you, there are testimonies of patients, and like the testimony of a patient that we're highlighting at Hope for Healing, who just had a complete hip replacement done for no cost. Wow. But and the way that all came together, it was the easiest thing. I mean, and that's a big surgery. I mean, she was in the hospital for 9 days.
Yeah, it's a big
deal. You
know,
from getting the hip implant to the surgeon waiving his fee from the hospital. And it was all within just a short amount of time. I told her, I was like, this is a miracle. It's absolutely a miracle. And we see it each and every day. We have all walks of life and faith who come through our doors. And it's from Buddhist to Hindu to patients who have had hard, relationships with the church, who are atheists, to everyone in between. And our prayer is that they will experience the love of God, and that we do it through healthcare. And whether if we have the opportunity to pray with patients, then we certainly will. If they see our faith through the excellent healthcare that they get, and how we see them as a person, and that we treat them with dignity, that's wonderful. Patients are not forced to hear the gospel, and it's nothing is forced upon them. It's really for us the way that we live out our faith is caring for people through healthcare. And if we have the opportunity to talk about our faith, wonderful. If we have the opportunity to provide excellent healthcare, we will certainly do that. We will always do that.
That's amazing. I love the way you put that. If people want to get a ticket to Hope for Healing, they want to go hear Tim Tebow give his, I imagine he's going to give some testimony about his life and why the work he does for those in need parallels with the work that Victory's doing. What's the best way that they can get a ticket to the event?
Yes, we still have tickets, we still have sponsorships, but they can just go on our website at victoryhealth.org, so victoryhealth.org, and they will see up on the right-hand side that there's a tab for Hope for Healing, and all the information is there that they can purchase those tickets and sponsorships and join us for a great night.
So that is victoryhealth.org. You can go and you can find more information about Hope for Healing. It is the largest fundraiser of the year for Victory Health Partners, and all of your dollars will be maximized tremendously, multiplied far beyond you could ever imagine. I think Kim mentioned for every dollar raised, they can provide $70 worth of healthcare, which is just tremendous. So check it out. VictoryHealth.org. Hope for Healing coming up just 2 weeks from now. Go hang out with Tim Tebow and hear what's going on. Kim, we come back from the break. Let's go beyond the blockchain and let's talk about something interesting.
Let's do it.
All right.
Welcome back to Beyond the Blockchain with Scott Tindall.
Hey, folks. Welcome back into Beyond the Blockchain. I'm your host, Scott Tindall, here with Philip on the board, and our dear friend Kim Garrett joining us from Victory Health Partners. Hello, Kim.
Hello.
As I'm sure you know, as an avid listener of the show, the last segment, Philip and I like to call it Beyond the Blockchain. Now, we've been beyond the blockchain already tonight because we were talking about Victory Health Partners, and that's important.
Yep.
And so that stuff matters to us. But now, let's talk about beyond the blockchain. Kim, is there anything you've watched or read lately that you have found interesting?
Oh, you know.
I'm not to put you on the spot, but putting you on the spot.
No, well, this is.
We didn't prep for this.
Confession. I might punt it back to you, because with Hope for Healing and that combo, just, you know, working mom, huge event, lots of kind of complicated things with getting, so I was a social worker too, growing up, or what my major was. So we've had a lot of social work opportunities that we've done. So, you know what, here's my confession. What I have watched lately has only consisted of Disney movies.
Bluey. You've watched some Bluey? Yeah.
Yes. We've been hanging on Wish, the new Disney movie.
Yeah.
So I have a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 4-year-old. So, you know, the times that the TV's on, that is what's happening. And if there's something that my husband turns on, there will probably be about a 10-second window, and then I'm asleep.
You're asleep. taking a nap. Look, that's respectable, actually. That's the way it's supposed to work.
So that might make me boring.
No, I think that makes you very relatable, actually.
That's right.
Well, Disney Plus, you mentioned Disney Plus. How about Taylor Swift the Eras Tour? Y'all watch that at all?
I mean, yes.
Of course.
I mean, yes, absolutely. That's on Disney. That was actually a recommendation for my daughter for next year's Hope for Healing. So,
listen.
You know, to bring Taylor, and then she could bring Travis.
It might be easier to get Travis and get him to bring Taylor.
Is that not the truth? So her recommendations were Taylor, Travis, Kelsey, or Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know,
if y'all have any recommendations, I mean, actually talking about the Masters, I mean, Sheffield was amazing. And this
Scotty Scheffler. Scotty Scheffler would be an amazing guest. I loved how... he gave an interview. I'm not exactly sure if it, I saw it on TikTok, so it may be AI generated. I don't know. But he gave this interview, and he said that before he started the final round on Sunday, he was anxious and worried, and his friends at the house said, "Your victory is already secured on the cross."
Yeah.
And to him, he said that gave him peace. That like, yeah, I want to go out and win this tournament, but if I don't go win this tournament, my victory was already secured on the cross. So
that's right.
Somebody like Scotty Scheffler would be just a tremendous Hope for Healing guest. I think that's a great idea.
Isn't that the truth? Well, I'll start working with our agent to see what we can get. But
well, I'm sure Scotty listens to the show, so you know, we'll just
that's right.
He can contact us.
We'll make the invitation now. That's right.
That's right.
God.
If not, he lives in Dallas. I'm sure somebody in Dallas listens to this show and knows Scotty. We can make that happen.
That's right.
You know, Bubba Watson lives in. You're from just down the street from Houston, right?
That's right. That's right. But we've listened to Bubba Watson before because he's just right down the road in Pensacola.
That's right. I figure Bubba's probably got to know him.
That's right. That's right. So it's interesting working with speakers and their agents. And some people are like Drew Brees was like, just give me a bottle of water. You know, other folks have more specific requests. But it's interesting working with speakers and folks who you think would be, you know, at different levels with the honorariums or different things or higher or lower. But it's interesting. But we found an agent. He has been amazing and a great resource for us, and he's the one who's gotten us everybody from Drew Brees to Tim Tebow. So he's been
awesome.
A great friend for us. Yes,
Tebow seems like he's going to be a really easy green room kind of guy.
I think so. I think so. That's what
he doesn't seem like. Only the red Skittles kind of fellow.
That's right. So yeah, I think so. So I know he's going to be great. That's what we were actually talking to his assistant today to go through the minute by minute. And she said, you know, everyone he meets, the way they walk away feeling like they've known him his entire life. You know, he's just one of those people that, you know, you just feel like, oh my gosh, he's now my best friend.
Well, the guy gave up an NFL career and got on a minor league bus to ride around a bunch of, you know, very small to middle-sized towns hanging out with 18 to 20-year-olds who are also trying to make it. So you can't be much of a diva and also ride around on the minor league bus. That's just not how that works.
Not at all. And he just has a heart for others. So it'll be something special. I know we've gotten back to Hope for Healing, but yeah, it'll be so special to have him there. And it fits with the mission and all of our partners, because we see them doing the same thing each and every day for our patients.
Absolutely. And he's quite handsome. He's quite a handsome.
We're
not trying to make John jealous here.
That's right.
He's a handsome fellow.
We did have a cutout of him for some fun sponsor promotions. But I did have a cutout of Tim Tebow in my office for a while, and I didn't hate it. But to my defense, it's now at John's office.
Even better.
He has some prime real estate downtown, so he has a lot of foot traffic in front of his office. But yes, it'll be wonderful for all the reasons to have him around.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think it's going to be a really fun event. It's going to be a great event. I want people to go out there and buy up these last 200 tickets. Go to victoryhealth.org.
That's right.
Victoryhealth.org. Victoryhealth.org. Buy up these last 200 tickets. Every dollar you spend will create $70 in health care provided for people in our community. And that's just remarkable, Kim. I'm so proud of the work you do. You know, we've been friends before you were before you were in this position, but you've always been a person who cares about others and who trusts in your faith to deliver mm-hmm. wonderful outcomes to other people. So I'm very proud of the work you're doing. I'm very proud of the work that Victory's doing. And I'm excited to see what this event looks like. And I'm excited to see Scotty Scheffler at next year's event.
We're just speaking it into the universe.
Yeah,
that's right.
Well, I'm gonna tweet this. We're gonna tweet this podcast to Scotty tomorrow morning. Get it done.
That's right. Just start planting the seeds. I mean, he said that he was talking about Victory.
Yeah,
Victory Security. You know, I'm seeing there might be some signs.
That's right. It's all aligning. You know, the universe is just providing it for you.
I know. Well, it's always amazing. It was neat last year with John Smoltz. You could see him kind of come in, and he was a little, not reserved, but, you know, but you just saw him come up, like, and we got to the Q&A time, and he blew through my questions, and then he just started telling stories, and our MC was asking me, he's like, where are we in the questions? I'm like, oh, it is now his event. He is running and telling stories, and everyone just stayed, and it was remarkable. And you could see him he left the stage. He's like, I'm coming back to Mobile. This is great. I said, you are welcome to do so.
Yeah. We'd love for you to do so.
But it's just, I know I'm biased for sure, but I'm just always expectant and blown away from the event for sure. And it's Mobile. It's our community. It's what God's doing through our community, and we just get to sit back and we get to be a part, which is such a blessing.
That's awesome. Kim, thanks for joining us tonight.
Thank you.
All right, folks, one last time. Go to Hope for Healing. Go hear Tim Tebow tell you life stories and why Victory Health Partners is amazing. VictoryHealth.org, and we'll see you next week on Beyond the Blockchain.